Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Call that it should be the Torah we learn. Bimadat Torah is a schos, and the Torah we learn should be a schos for Tzvi ben Leah Miriam. Yeah, special person. The Chevri is a special. He's been here many Shabbos. People have seen him. Special, strong person. Tzvi knows how to fight. There's somebody, and he's going to fight, and we're going to fight for Tzvi. Very special person. A grown, specifically his Kesher to Rai Silverman. Talmud to a Rebbe, close, honest, his kesher to his friends, a chevra. I say these things are real, the power of a Rebbe davening. We sat here, I Silverman davening for a Talmud, chaverim, who these chevra, mamish, chevershaft, the close friends. They've cried to each other, spoken to each other, encouraged each other. It's real. Menachem Russ's kesher to Tzvi, they worked out together. It also speaks about both of them. They're a few years apart. Menachem Russ's kesher to Tzvi is a kesher chazak. Very special, very. Menachem's right there. Special person, Tzvi is. So the Torah, the Limud HaTorah we learn, he actually has a tremendous avos HaTorah. He likes learning a lot, Tzvi. I will yet be at this year with us, but he's loves learning, and the Limud HaTorah, any Dvar Torah we should say, should be a Zchus Refuah Shleima for him. I wanted to speak a couple of inyanim in Parshas Kisavai, in this week's Parsha. I wanted to say that the Yid says a vidui. When he finishes bringing Maisras, he says to Hashem, V'amarta l'fnei Hashem loikecha. He says to the Rebbeinu Shloilem, and he says a vidui. I want to share Truva's Rashba for a minute. A Rashba. If I could share before. Kaidim, I can't get off the topic of Tzvi yet. The Rashba says, he speaks about the first three brachas in Shemoneh Esrei as akdama to all our prayers. And the Rashba says that goymel chasadim toivim. This is the Rashba. Rishon says the ikar of the first bracha. We don't need to earn it. I would cry if my kid called me up. Maishi said, Tati, I really had a good week of learning. Could I have the car? I promised Rav David Stein's kid, don't call him. Akiva doesn't say, Tati, I've really been a good boy. Could I have $40? He says, Tato, I know you love me. Could I have 40? He doesn't need to like negotiate from being a good boy. And the Rashba writes that the Akdam of Shemoneh Esrei, Hashem's Goy Mochsad M'Toif. Hashem's Goy Mochsad, He loves us and wants good for us. We don't need to come like negotiating with Hashem. Hashem wants us, and we're mispalel with that kayach, with that strength, with avada, there's chus, avada, there's goodness, avada, but Hashem loves a yid, a precious yid, who's growing, is the energy of coming to prayers, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants goodness for us. I want also say that to be makdim, that the prayer is powerful, and luchu navni vachacha, we come and we speak to Hashem, we plead, we beg and plead, but it's not from the place that we're fighting God, He's on our side. There's akdama to prayer, goymol chasadim toivim, Hashem wants good for us. We know you want good. Show us the good. Show us the good. It's coming from a place that we know Hashem's on our side. And that's like the akdama to prayer. He wants our goodness and is our teammate and wants goodness for us. That's the akdama to all prayer. So I say we're entering a period of intense prayer. The next 48 hours. Beis Hashem, pray hard, but the akdama to prayer is very mochasadim taif. I'm on your team. I want goodness for Yidden. I want to give goodness. That's the Hakdama. From that space, a Yid prays and begs and pleads. But from the space and the awareness, Hashem's going to chasad and toivim. He wants goodness for us. The Rashba speaks this out. He has three Hakdamas to prayer. That he says, it's Grada Rashba, it's Nagia Gemara Bracha, Slamid Beis. That's the Rashba speaks out. So I wanted to speak out that Hakdama of going to chasad and toivim. He speaks about the Yecheles Hashem as Ata Gibor Loilam, and Hashem is all powerful. That's another Akdama that he wants, that he's capable Ata Gibor Loilam, and Hashem's capable is another Akdama of all of prayer, that Hashem is the Gibor Loilam. The Akdama that the address is Hashem, and he wants our goodness. Yecheles and the want for our goodness, that's the Akdama to prayer. I wanted to speak, the Yid comes, and the Yid says a vidui, and in his vidui he says, V'amart l'fnei Hashem l'ikecha. The Yid says in front of Hashem, Bi'arti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis. I've gotten rid of all the maestros from my house. V'gam nisativ l'levi, I gave it to the Levi, v'lager v'layas v'lalmana, k'chol mitzvay secha asher tzivisanim. Exactly like you commanded me. Lo yavarti mi mitzvaysecha. I wasn't over your mitzvahs. I didn't transgress. Which means the Yid saying, I gave trumas and maestros. V'lo yishachachti, and I didn't forget to do it. Everybody tells, what's lo yishachachti? If you did the mitzvah, if you didn't forget, you obviously remembered. You lo yavarti mi mitzvaysecha. I did trumas and maestros. What's the Yid adding, v'lo yishachachti, and I didn't forget? Now, if you sneak a look at Rashi, Rashi says a pshat, Menachem, and lo shachachti, I didn't forget. I want to share the Sfas Emesis pshat. I happen to think it goes very well with Rashi, but I want to share what the Sfas Emesis says. It's something that I've become increasingly interested in. I don't have the arrogance to say like the theme of the Sfas Emes. I'm not such a bucky, but I definitely say that I find this all over in the Sfas Emes. I find this idea a lot. So I want to share with the Chevra. It's an idea that's resonating a lot by me. And what does it mean? Lo yishachachti, lo yavarti mi mitzvaysecha. I wasn't over your mitzvahs. I've given shumas and maizvahs. And I didn't forget. I mean, if you did it, you didn't forget. What's lo yishachachti? Says the Sfas Emes, you could do it and forget all about it. You weren't present. You did it. Mitzvah nashim u'mada, perhaps, by rote. Wastam, you know, religious items. Were you present when you did it? Were you present? Were you there for the event? And he says, lo shachachti, as I was very present, I didn't forget. I didn't just do it. I was excited by the mitzvah. I thought about the mitzvah. The gift of supporting the Levi, I understand what it means, what it represents. The Rabbeinu Shalom owns everything I have. Lo shachachti is the Yid was present and celebrated the mitzvah and made an asik of the mitzvah. Chassidim, the chassidim, us chassidim, the importance of achana for a mitzvah, of doing a mitzvah, being a, right now we came to learn Torah. It's interesting, in Yeshiva Second Seder we're learning the sugyas of Zimun. Every mitzvah besides the chiyuv, the Zayar calls mitzvahs Taryag Eitzah, 613 advices. Now they're hardly advice, they're chiyuvim. You call them advice, he often calls mitzvahs Eitzahs. When you call them Eitzahs, they're not advice, they're chiyuvim. But besides for the chiyuv, mitzvahs are a training how to serve God. They're chiyuvim and Eitzahs. Zimun, which some Rishonim say is a daraisa, and if it's a chiyuv, the Rabbanan, still a lesson. Zimun, when we bench, and we say to the crowd, Nevarich she'achalma mishaloi, let's bench Hashem, and the crowd responds, Baruch she'achalma mishaloi v'tvoi chayinu. Zimun is a mitzvah. Be present when you do the mitzvah. Don't just rush and do it. Be present. We're coming together to learn tonight. You know, before we even learn, why are we here? Why do you come? What are you here? Be present to what you're doing. I went somewhere and a couple were asking that we move to a place that there's no other Yid in keeping Torah and mitzvahs. They described the Shiloh with their daughter. Important shot, a special couple, this Heilige couple. So I got distracted, like they wanted, what should we do with our daughter? And she's in a class, she's the only, I said, why do you live there? First, they felt like I was attacking them. I was like absorbed. I'm not willing to just like go fast forward from there. Why do you live there? What do you mean? We want to be Makarev Yid. Why do you live there? We want to be Makarev. I said, I can't get past that right now. You live in a heart. You don't have cousins. You don't have a frum pizza chef. Why do you live? Because you want to be Makarev Yid. I said, absorb that. I want to stay on that for like a few hours or a few years or a few lifetimes. You live in a place. And I really was telling him, that's the Eitzah for their daughter. Absorb that fact. That, you know why we're here? Because we want to share. We have something precious. We're like running to the next thing. What do I do? Whoa, slow down. We're sitting here tonight. Why do we come to it? It's Thursday night. It's late. It's a long week. We came to learn Torah, to hear some Divrei Torah on the parasha. Absorb that. Well before we do what we do, why'd I come to? It might be even more important than what we do is what we came to do. I came to learn Torah. The Chavetz Chaim famously gathered his loved ones and he told them an Eitzah that he called Baduk Menusa, that's tried and tested. And he told his loved ones that before you do a prayer, speak what you're going to do in the prayer. Before you say, Rafa'enu Hashem, heal Tzvi ben Leah Miriam, before say what you're about to do, I'm about to pray for a full of you. Told his family and loved ones, Yudov. He gathered them, he said, I have a big secret. They thought he was going to be Megala when Mashiach comes. He ended up being Megala in Eitzah that changes everybody's life. He said, say what you're about to do. I came now, I want to dive into Parnassah for you. Then say Baruch Hashem, it's different. When you like think what you're doing, what you're about to do, why you're doing it, you're present to what you're doing, it's very, very, very powerful. So that's what the Svasemi says, Loi Shachachti, the person could take off Trumas and Maisis and check off all the lists of mitzvahs he's supposed to do. But he was Sheikach, but he forgot. He didn't remember anything. He did it all and remembered nothing because he wasn't present to anything. So it was just rushing, one thing to next. Check, check. Stop, slow down, be present. Like, slow down. There's a line. A Rebbe of mine told me this line that I appreciate a lot. That when Lavan says to Yaakov, Avinu, come along with me. Yaakov says, I travel to Iti, my very slow. He said, the Yaakov Avinu's travel very slow. Esav rushes, Yaakov is slow. He's a slow person. He absorbs Sadiqim Arisha, Hasidim Arishainim. That would be Shay and Shah, Kaidim Atfil. They were slow people. They absorb what they're about to do. So that's the Svam Semes says, Pshat Lo Shachachti. This is a derech avoda that we could slow down our own lives and be more present. The mitzvah of Zimun is a mitzvah, and it's also an eitz in all mitzvahs. I always like, and I always get a kick, that Zimun has Zimun. We start Zimun, Rabbi Saim, Mevelim Benshin, or Rabbi Saim, Ibarech, that's not Zimun, that's Zimun for Zimun. Your Zimun needs a Zimun. All of life is being mechan. Let's get in there, let's go slow, let's stop. What do I want to do? So he just sits down and benches. Before he benches, he gathers. There's a chiyuv Zimun, it's a chiyuv. Ramesha yells, I'm mentioning Zimun, I don't want to forget the laws. Ramesha reminds families that your wife has a chi of Zimun. All too often we see mishpachas that the wife's upstairs. It's a chi. When there are three men, everybody there, your daughters, your sons, people have a chi of Zimun. Somebody starts a suda b'kviyas Friday night, one of your children is leaving, teach them a bar mitzvah. They're running out. There's a Zimun left. They have a chi of Zimun. You have the suda together. So there's a koiveya, a chi of Zimun. It's not so pashut to book out. There's a by a chasla, it's a big shayla to leave early. Sir Moshe says a heter of Adi is a gadol ad poisek hador. But a family sits down Friday night to a suda. So maybe you have to bench a little earlier to make sure that they get Zimun. There's a chi of people sit down. One of my kids has tainas. In yeshiva, we have very long sudas. So one of my kids said, you're going to have on your cheshbon, the Avera, people Zimun, you made people lose their Zimun. So I try to remind Bachram, I have other cheshbonists to have a longer Suda. I think it's Kedai, and that's the right thing, that's my feeling. But I remind Bachram as much as I can, if you're leaving early, make a Zimun. You have a Chi of Zimun. If you have a Chi of Zimun of 10s, then get 10 guys who are all leaving early to make a Zimun of 10. The ladies are mechuyev as well. Mechuyev says, well, if there are three men, all the ladies have an equal chiyev, equal to the men. Three ladies alone, that's where they have reshus. Three men, then it's a chiyev for the wives. That's a mishnah and erech, and that's open in erech, and that they have a chiyev zimun. So that's them to be aware of. That if you're making a zimun in your house, you have your daughter's bas mitzvah, she should be called in, encouraged. She has a chiyuv zimun. She can't leave without zimun. This is a... Now, the mitzvah is a gorgeous mitzvah. The mitzvah of zimun is so beautiful. We're going to bench. Or stam, we just all of a sudden bench. There's a pregame show. There's a get in the... You know, I like in basketball, before the game, I love when the team puts their hands in the middle on three and like gets... Like what we're going to do. We say what we're going to do. We focus. Everybody gets in the middle. So Zimun is that. You're doing with the Raisa, you know, just get it done. So that's one thing that I wanted to share with the Hever. I wanted to share something a little bit later in the parasha. It's speaking about Vayim Shemaya Tishma. Speaking of when we follow the Koel Hashem Elokecha, Lishmar Lasis Kol Mitzvayis V'Shanochim Tzav Chayayim, and Hashem will give us Elyon Al Kol Goy Yaretz. The great brachos that come to the Yid when he lives with Hashem. So the lashon of the pasuk I want to talk about says, "Ubo alecha kol habrachos se'ela v'sigucha." All the brachos will come on him v'sigucha; they'll catch him. Ki sishma b'kol Hashem lokech, when the Yid follows Hashem. The lashon of v'sigucha will catch you. It's very funny. Who's running? It pashut sounds like you're running. To be massing something is like an elusive thing that you get to, that you catch. Who's run? We're running towards the brachas. So vashteitu bo alech kol habrachas eila v'sigucha. All the brachas will come v'sigucha and they'll catch you. It's the pshat that they'll catch you. So I want to share a pshat that I saw both in Chassidish Sfarim, and I once saw the Chavetz Chaim say me'enis. He didn't say on these words, v'sigucha, but the Chavetz Chaim writes something very similar. And I'm not saying it as a cute idea. I want to say it as an emes of mine in your life. I want the Chever to hear this. My friends, these are my closest friends in the world. It's the whole Chever, Gabriel. I want me, Dan Kalish, to absorb this. I'm not trying to say a cute word. I'm not. I'm saying something that I've seen in our lives and just the truth about our lives. The pasuk says that when we're God-fearing and serve Hashem, the brachas will come, the sigucha, and they'll capture us. It was a capture, will reach me, will like happen. So there's some mashmais of running away. And I want to say that I have seen in my life that many things that we look at it as terrible things, many things, I've seen many things that we view as we're frustrated and upset, and I've seen tremendous bracha, many things, difficulties and challenges, many. If I would summarize one, like I could say my own personal life that I've witnessed, if I was writing notes and observations of life, many things that we would say, I wish this didn't happen, ended up being a big bracha in our life. It changed us, l'tov. It's the biggest bracha in our life, many things. That ended up, I can't fathom how we would be anything without that. It made us, it developed us, it brought tremendous bracha in our lives, many things. And I want to say, and I saw in Svarim, that it says when a person follows Hashem, the goodness catches him. And there's a mashmais that he's like staving it off, and Hashem makes sure what's good catches us. The goodness catches us, even things we try to fight away and we cursed and expressed anger and frustration. And you know what? There was a lot of bracha in our life. It brought a lot of goodness to us. And the Svarim bring that when it speaks about a sigucha, that kol habrachas will be masig, that there's a whole min of brachas that we don't see it as a bracha. Obviously, we want the good, the kindnesses and the brachas that we can experience. But even many obstacles and difficulties and things that we were very reluctant recipients, we were screaming and yelling, shouting about, and it brought us tremendous, tremendous brachas. It brought us, it elevated us, it changed us, it brought out things that we wouldn't have received without it. And the sigucha and the brachas, and certainly we're all human, and we're mispalel for Hashem, for the goodness that we could see and feel and understand for sure. But I think to point this out and say a truth of all of our lives, that there's tremendous goodness. And the goodness is sigucha. Sometimes it catches us like a reluctant recipient of it. And it catches us. Why do I point this out? Our job is still to daven and pray and hope for the goodness that we want. But I think learning to see kindness in this world is in itself one of the great activities of a yid. The pasuk speaking about a person shamaya tishav kol Hashem, to a person to live with Hashem, a person kisishma b'kol Hashem loykecha. And I think this observation has to be said because it's true. And I think if we could see b'shas maisa, we could see that Hashem's dealing with kindness with us. We started with that Rashba. And Hashem's a goymel chasadim toivim. And maybe we can even start being trained to see in things that may be difficult, we could see a kindness and a chesed Hashem within a difficult situation. That would be a tremendous chos for us. Tremendous chos b'shas maisa to see chesed Hashem. Hashem is working with us. He's taking us places. He's working with us. So I wanted to say that in that word is sigucha. The kol ha-brachos and the sigucha, they catch us. They're massing us. They reach us. Sounds like a very reluctant recipient, that there are many brachas in our life, that even we have reluctance, and then we see over the years, we see tremendous gains, tremendous growth from. So I wanted to say that. I want to close with one Elul vert. I love the month of Elul. It's a beautiful month. It's a great gift. I'd like to try to give one hesber to Elul. Elul Svarim Brehim, the greats, there are different ways he didn't respond. The Naomi Melech was holed up. You couldn't speak to him. The Barditcheva was out there being Mekarev Yidden. He was running around bringing Yidden back at Tkiah Shai for the whole Elul. It's the different approaches. Each person's avoid the Kolecha Vechon. The Balatanya said famously, Elul, he described HaMelech Besada. I'd like to explain the words, explain how I understand it, and explain what it says to us. HaMelech Besada means that when the king enters the palace, you can't just walk into the palace. There are rules. You don't just walk in, I'm here, and the guards don't let. There's whole formalities. That's HaMelech Besada. That's the Melech in the palace. The Melech, when he's out there, it's like he's accessible. When the Melech's Besada, if you chance upon the king, it's like a Mechaya. I picture a Bachar as a Rebbe in Yeshiva. There's a certain anhaga. And once he's like Ben Azmanim somewhere with his Rebbe. And they're like, it's a certain anhaga, it's easier. The Rebbe's schmoozing in a certain way. He has access in a way that's different when the Rebbe's in Yeshiva. HaMelech Besada expresses something. Hashem has anhaga of being in the palace. And it's going to come Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yemei Adin. We're speaking about the ways of serving Hashem. There's a way to approach. There's a way to do mitzvahs. And there's a whole form to the kesher to Hashem. HaMelech Basad is Elul. In Svarim it says that every day of Elul is Bechina Shabbos. Every day. Right now, every day is Bechina Shabbos. What Shabbos? He could access Hashem very easily. That's Shabbos Kodesh. Elul is one big mitzvah of Shabbos Kodesh. That's weird. Shabbos has like rules as an Isser Malach. That's exactly HaMelech Besada. Shabbos, there are rules. Hashem's available, but there are rules how to approach. There's Aser Basiyas Malacha. There's Kiddush. There's whole halachas. Elul's HaMelech Besada. There's not one halacha. Show me in Shulchan Aruch. Then in Elul. The Melech's available at Shabbos minus any halacha. You could just access Hashem. No, you don't need Isser Malacha. You know, it's like easy to access Hashem. Now, what's Pshat? Once Pshat is a month of Elul, it's the Hakdama to Yemei Hadin. And the Hakdama to Yemei Hadin is the understanding that Hashem wants us, we want Hashem, that runs deeper than the way to serve Hashem. Of course, as mitzvahs. Of course, as a form. But Hashem wants us to know Elul as an introduction. The Melech Besad is a Bechene that Hashem wants to know. He wants us and we want him. And in a certain aspect, Fabrein with Hashem, and he wants us to know, even as we think about law and din and mishpat, that there's an aspect, HaMelech Besada, I want you, you want me, we're friends, we're close. There's that aspect of Avodas Hashem. A lot of guys in yeshiva, and people express this about prayer. Prayer has formality. Zman tefillah, tefillah b'tzibur, you're keeping up. There's like a structure of things. And a lot of guys will tell me, I love talking to God. I just, all this like formality. They're saying HaMelech B'sad, and they're right, and it should be taught to our youngsters. God wants you, and you want God. Talk to Hashem. HaMelech B'sad is a bechina, and it's true. It's true. Now, there's an aspect of Havaida, and there's a form that's a bechina of serving Hashem. For sure that exists. But you're supposed to know about Elul, about a kesher to Hashem that runs deeper. Of course, He wants us. We want Him. That's the Akdama. Before you even begin Yemei Adin, Elul, HaMelech B'sad, the God wants. And there's no Elul's people. Elul's not, it's not supposed to be intense. The intensity is a klipa. It's actually supposed to be very not intense. If you think about Elul, God, it's intense because Hashem wants me and I want Hashem. What should I do? I should make a nice brach. Hashem wants, like, it doesn't need a form. Hashem wants me. A Yid talks to Hashem, is close to Hashem. A Yid acts godly. A Yid, we're very kind, or yell. I don't know, be extra patient to our wives. Eat a little longer, suda together. Give an extra treat to our children. That would be very elodic. Like just the ava that exists. That Hashem wants me, and I want Hashem, and I'm like good enough. That's Elul. Elul is the etzem kesher, the etzem goodness of a Yid, the etzem relationship, the kings, a melech besada, you're bringing with the melech, there's like no rules, it's so cool. I remember I've spoken about the Shabbos, I was with my Rebbe in the hospital, every rule was broken, we were just chilling. Rebbe was on his bed, he was sleeping there with his pajama. What can I tell you, it was like, I don't remember if he had pajamas. I don't think any of us had pajamas. But it was like so chilled and geschmack. That didn't change when we went back to yeshiva. It taught me something. I got intimidated by the formality. I forgot like the varmkeit, the rebbe, geschmack. Now, it doesn't, you could have that. I say that with a father and a son. I think that with kids. With kids, the kids are respectful, and of course there's like a form. Kids can't sit in your seat, a kid can't talk back. Is there any father who doesn't want the kid also to know, like, besides all those rules, I just love you, like, you're my son, hug, like, any father can relate to this. Yeah, there are rules, yeah, you can't sit in the seat, yeah, there's an hugger, but like, you know, deeper than all that, you know, you're my kid, and I'm just crazy over you. And I just want goodness for you, and I just hope for all the goodness in the world because you're my child. You think like, no, there's an hobbit. Running deeper, now good, okay, let's get back. Okay, son, let's talk the right way. Like, okay, yeah, there's an hugger, there's a mahalach, sure, there's a way it works, and those are good things and important things. If you don't have the deeper akara, all those things, you're missing the boat. If you are just, the relationship is just that, I don't think you have a father and a son at all. That's like Kaidem Elul, Kaidem Yemei Adin, and the Mishpat, and the way it is HaMelech B'sad, the king and us and the king. I've said this to the Chevra many times from the Chayz of Lublin, where he said, Ein lanu melech ala ata. We don't have a king. It's you, Hashem. It's Unzur Tata. Ein lanu melech. Hello, it's you, Hashem. It's the Tata. He's not saying that there's no form. Every father knows this truth. There's a form. And Hashem acts as a melech. And there's din. Any father can relate to this. With your own kids, and you'll have times you like push past. Forget the chutzpah. I want him to know you're my son. I love you. Like, do you understand that, son? Like, deeper than any of this formalities, and there are formalities. You know, son, please, okay, you're not letting us sit in the seat, Besed. But if the son doesn't realize the deeper than the not sitting in the seat of the etzem kirva and the closeness, there's no start to this. That's HaMelech B'sad of Elul. The etzem kirva that Hashem has to us and we have to Hashem. Avada built on that, Avada. So that's. Let's sing the Ein Lanu Melech Ata Revezi. Let's sing that together. If we can sing the Ein Lanu Melech Ata, nice, decently high key. Did it, time, one more time. Did it, da da da, did it, da da, my yo. A prayer for Tzvi, amongst all the Chayim of Klai, so we could sing Tefillah Lani, praying to Hashem for all the Yidden Klai, so need Refuas and Yeshuas. Yet, if you could start Tefillah Lani.
Lali Kiyatoi Velefne Hashem Yishbar Sicha
be your heart.
I want to say that Tzvi was brought to the hospital by Hatzalah. And we have to not take them for granted. We have to thank Hatzalah. Remarkable, remarkable. We have Yetzir, we have people, remarkable. We have to be present to the Chesed. We're beautiful people. That they're Yidden who volunteer. They're not paid. If they were paid, it would be Chesed Shein Kamayu. I'd be impressed anyway. Thousands of Yidden that at a minute run and come and for other Yidden to take care. It's Nefla, the Chesed of Yidden, caring for one another is Nefla, to be present to that. I will not ask to make appeals for Hatzalah to. We can't take for granted what we have, the care and love and the energy of Hatzalah that exists. That Yidden, I say on that radio is it says something. It says that I put Yidden before myself. The radio says something. We see people in shul, the radio crackles. I always hope my kids see it. It's the Tifah Shmirah Shabbos. The Pnimius of Shabbos Kodesh is that every Yid's wanted, that God lives with us, a Yid counts. That's the Pnimius. That's how the Slonimer explains Shabbos Kodesh, but Pnimius. That a guy in shul saying, I run in a second for a Yid. In a second, I run for a Yid. A Yid needs help. A Yid needs assistance, and he cares about a Yid. It's vild. I have to say that. We're talking, we're in a matzav of a tzara. I want to speak about heroes, to just ignore the heroes. And Be'ez Hashem, he'll have a Yeshua. The zchus of Hatzalah should be, I can't give out zchuyos, but it's plush at the close. I ask Yitz to that, and you're tfilis. That Yidden in a second run for other Yidden is wild. It's a lesson. It's a lesson for us all. It's kindness, our brother, our sister. The unity of Klal Yisrael. If any Yid calls up, Yidden go flying and running. They leave Shabbos Suddas, they leave Simchas, they leave Shiurim, they leave family events, they leave lunch and breakfast and supper and bedtime. All different hours. They're put in front. Another Yid needs help and they go flying as something is nephilic. It's very, very powerful. And I asked, we're saying tefillahs, we're learning Torah. I asked that the chesed of Klal Yisrael should be a schus for Tzvi, should be a schus for all amongst all the chayim of Klal Yisrael, should be a schus. It's a tremendous chesed, it brings, when a person unleashes kindness, brings tremendous Hashem tzilcha. If we're Mirachem, another Yidden, so it unleashes kindness, Menashemayim, it's Pashad like that. Hashem Tzilcha, show him an Etzba, and he's Mara an Etzba. The kindness of Yidden who run for the Yidden, it can't be lost on us. It's wild. Well, who in the room didn't benefit from Hatzalah in their life? Could be my life was saved by Hatzalah. Could be. Shaykh may have saved my life. It could be. It's hard to know. You can't know what would have been. The key is that we can rely. Who's not more comforted? I just told her mother, she was worried. Her son has medical concerns. We have Hatzalah in Durham. Oh, yeah, Hatzalah. She was caught. There's a number. There's a place. There's an address. They can call up. It comforts people. The Yishev Hadass. Bayom had Yishev Hadass, end of her life. Hatzal, that was a number she always knew. Yidden are there for each other. There's something to be talked about, Loi Shachachti, not to be oblivious to things. And presence right away, the first one who called us, we knew, was Hatzalah. Hatzalah found that was the first one. A guy told me a story that happened to him this summer. And he said it meant a lot. Yitzhak Vinovich came running to him. Not even remembering the story. A guy had a very shver story this summer. He said it was tremendous comfort. We're both Waterbury guy and Yeshiva. He said it was like a tremendous comfort amidst a disaster and a difficult time. He was with Yitz. The guy told me in Yeshiva. So some emergency, some scary thing for him. Yitz was there, the comfort, the chizuk, the love, the ava. Hatzalah's nifla, but we could absorb that. Yidden are there for each other. We put aside. There's no politics, there's no anything. When a yid saves you, just a yid and a yid. Hatzalah brings an energy to the entirety of our people. A yid runs for a yid. There are no affiliations, there are no kinds and types, and everything goes to leave. Whenever there's a call, nobody's checking out his payas, not his payas. A yid to another yid. So I want to say, amidst this surah, that Hatzalah is the one who found and came and saved his life. Beis Hashem will be Yeshua, Sarah Hatzalah, Hashem Yerachim. So I want to say that aspect of it in the middle of it, Sarah. I want to speak about Hatzalah, but I want to absorb, give money for sure, but also like tap into it. There's a kayach in Klal Yisrael. There's something they're saying, these people, they're saying something. We could tap into it. That Rabbeinu Yonah describes of every community as a chiyuv to set up Hatzalah. The Rishon describes it. You have to have groups that are designed. But it's important that we see that all our children see Yidden, grandfather Yidden. Tell our children about Hatzalah. It's crazy. Tell them about a person who runs in the middle of a meal, or he's in the middle of sleeping, or Yidden, he runs. There's no questions, no shyness, no nothing. Middle of a family simcha, middle of a bar mitzvah. Tell our children about this mitzias. It's something they should know about. It's a kayach nefesh. So I thank Yitz. I thank all the people that are. The chesed of Hatzalah is like, is wild. Never to be overlooked. It should be absorbed. You see an ambulance. Chap Avas Yisrael. Learn a lesson at Avas Yisrael. The Yid's running in the middle of, think what he was in the middle of, in the middle of work, in the middle of, Yid is a, Yid has a need and Yid didn't go running. It's a beautiful, beautiful Metzias of Chesed. We're in a month, we're thinking about Elul Pesada, the accessibility and availability of Hashem. It says, Be'emes u'v'chesed yichu paravu. The two main things to purify Averis, the hepech of sin. Sin is a person's selfishness. Chesed's about, it's altruistic. Chesed's about another. Chesed's about another. I once saw such a zach that where is Hashem? Wherever you make space for another yid. But there's space for another yid. There's Hashem. Inakosh Baruch Hu Ego Misha Yves Yisrael. I wanted to speak that out amidst the difficult time, the beauty, the light that shines of Hatzalah, of Yidden that run for another yid. There's a beauty to that. I want to say that in the middle of the first thing I heard what's going on today, Hatzalah was involved. And there's a beauty. They're there at the hardest times, the craziest times. They're there comforting Yidden, caring. The concern I've watched with David, I spoke for a long time with David Rosenthal. We were speaking. One of the ikar of Hatzalah is the warmth. That when he's there, he's like so real, he's so caring, he's so present. He's like there's a calmness and a warmth and a care. And Yitz has this. I'm just here. It's like a rock in the midst of chaos. It's like people that are giving such a beautiful light that's deep, that's mature, that's powerful, that's eternal. That's like a light in the middle of this difficult thing. There's that beautiful light called Hatzalah. They're often there, hard and difficult times. They like shine this beautiful light called Hatzalah. In the summer, there was an incident, Nisim, Mamish Nisim, and Bachram car flipped over many times, and the Chesed Hashem, everybody was okay, and Nes Min Hashemayim, Mamish. But I was thinking at that scene, what was missing was Hatzalah. The good guy, there was no Hatzalah in them. The Ava, the love, it didn't have the love of Hatzalah. It's missing somebody hugging the lover, comforting, a rock who's there. We were trying to like talk to people. It's different. You could feel the difference is like lahavdil ben yom ve'layla. Needed atzalah. It wasn't in any Yiddish community, and there was no atzalah. And mamish needed atzalah. Everything would have been like a difference. There would have been a certain aura. It gets lichtig from a yid who cares. It's like mamish there. I was talking to Rav Fisher hours after the whole incident. Atzalah guys wouldn't leave. A yid, they're not doing the job. There's a yid. He was like comforting. I was on the phone with Rav Fisher. He was talking. I heard him in Ivrit talking like, I don't know if he was, it sounded like he was a shtickle comforting. They were very, the yid knew mamish care like crazy. He was like talking to, it was hours later. The yid knew care. That's like the mitzvah of yid and care for each other. So I have to speak that around. Maybe we're talking about tzvas emes loy shachachti, being present by mitzvahs. We can see things and we get in, we say to them, absorb something. There's an aur called atzala, a rizig, a light in the veld of yidden, like there for other yidden, like the systems waiting, helping, anticipating, seeing. It's nifla. I wanted to speak about that aur. I want to absorb that aur. Tremendous, tremendous ray of light, sunshine, a neshama that's powerful, that tzala member who just puts other people in front of himself. I have to say that, thank for that, absorb that, and daven all of us should tap into that energy that amongst us, that's us, it's all us, and that's in us as an ummah, the care for another yid. Another yid is hurt, is going through something, he's a brother, there's no political affiliations there, I promise. Say the good night and a good Shabbos. Suras Tavis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.